Welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit liveinthepresent.co.uk.
Hello and welcome to episode number
111.
I've got two computers confusing of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Edward Lamb. And Sean Orford, he's already said hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Again, I'm doing amazingly well. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well. Very
doing
well.
Good.
Seems like a while since we recorded, but it's the standard 2 weeks and a bit, isn't
it? Yeah. We're trying to be efficient with time, aren't we? So we do two recordings each session.
Yes, worked out pretty well, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been good.
It's episode number 11, but this is step 10 of our little audio course we've been doing for a while now. So
we're effectively coming to the end of the 10 steps.
Yeah.
Live in the present.
But without giving away too much, it's not the end of the process. This is just the beginning, folks.
Just the beginning.
Yeah, we'll come on to that in a bit.
It's not the end of the beginning, it's the beginning. No. Okay.
Yeah, no good.
That didn't work. What have I been doing?
60 I'm down at 50.
Yeah, I've been doing really well. I've decided to try and get into a sane world because I got up to working over 60 hours a week.
Ah, okay.
So I'm down to 50 hours. I've been cutting things back.
Yeah.
Which is good for me. Means people having to wait a bit longer to be seen sometimes, which is a bit difficult. But there's a sanity issue here where I have to stay sane.
For the good of your patients. Patients, they're clients.
I don't ever sure about patients or clients. Patients sounds like they're in some way debilitated, and client sounds like it's a whorehouse. So I'm never quite sure what you call people.
You need to find a middle ground there.
Yeah. somewhere in the middle. Yeah,
you're getting a bit in trouble. Cool. Yeah. No. Well, my. I'm probably close to 60-odd hours a week, but I've got a bit more structure now.
So you're working up and I'm working down.
Yeah, but I'm young, I've got so much energy, And I've also got an office in Liverpool now, which is cool.
Yeah.
So I've worked from home for 7-odd years, and got a little...
Does it make a difference? Does it make you more productive? Or?
It does. It has done, yeah. I mean, I'm going in like 3-ish days a week and I'm working from home a couple of days.
Hmm.
Depending on who else is in there... and that kind of thing as well. So, oh my word, what is that?
Is that you?
No, that was you.
Was me.
Your phone's coming through to the computer.
That's interesting. We're using a different computer today, aren't we?
Yeah, we won't go into all that, but we've just spent half an hour waiting for some software to download. Hey ho.
I've
got an office, which is cool, and about time, really, but
yeah.
It is working out well. It's cool. I'm quite efficient with my time, and there's free tea and coffee in there, too. It's fully serviced, pretty swish. Nice view up the river and all that.
Do you find being in with other people, does that inspire you up?
Yeah, the guys I work with, it's kind of holiday season, so I've been in there on my own quite a bit, actually. But there's a lot of businesses in the offices I work in, coming and going. We're right by the kitchen bit, so I see people all day. So getting to know them is nice too.
Yeah.
And it's a nice feeling, because it's right in the heart of it in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Old Hall Street, so... there's quite a buzz there, really.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on around. I love that square that has all the coffee shops. That's beautiful.
Philpots and all that.
Very kind of sort of arty kind of square. It's good.
Yeah. So it's good, but that's us. We'll crack on.
Yeah.
This is step 10 of our audio course, which I'm sure you've been following along with. If not, go to the website, go to the podcast archives, and you'll be able to get all the rest. This is the last time we'll be mentioning that amazing offer that the link will always be online, but if you go to liveinthepresent.co.uk/secret, you'll be able to access our book at no cost.
But no one's going to know because it's a secret.
But don't tell anyone. it works on all devices now. It's all fixed, thankfully.
Is it good?
Yeah, it only took me 6 weeks. But so step 10 is titled The Work. In the book, isn't it, Sean?
Yeah, that were.
It's not a finale, which is quite. I don't know if people will be disappointed by that, but it's more like, right, let's get some stuff.
It's time to get on with it now.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think the only finale you get is when you turn your toes up and they put you in a box.
And even then, you'll still have a list of jobs to do, won't you?
Yeah.
Grass and leave mowing or whatever, who knows?
Yeah. You can do it from inside the box. Do it in your imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, for me, the whole concept of the work is about, there's people that I call workers, and workers are people who contribute to making things better, not worse. Mm-hmm. And that could be, you could see that as human evolution, you could see it as social evolution, you could see it as improving family situations, communication situations, you could see it as improving yourself.
Yeah.
But for me, the idea is, do you leave a situation better than when you came into it? Yeah, are you able to improve the world around
you? And that can work on big scale and small scale, right?
Yeah. There's going to be some people that are going to be in a position to make massive contributions to the world, to humanity, to nature, to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But going into a shop and interacting positively with other people in the shop, in the queue, people in the counter, is doing the work.
Yeah.
It's like if people leave that interaction with you feeling better than when it began, then you've done the work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that idea, for me, simple idea, if we all look after each other, the world's all right. If we all look after each other, we have heaven on earth now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take us a while to get there.
Me and you are like famous for our chirpiness, aren't we?
Yeah, with chirpy
folks,
chirpy.
With chirpy folks. And,
yeah.
I was calling a tech support line, GoDaddy, one of the, like, a web hosting company. Yeah. Last night, as a call for a client, you know, you need to know what you're talking about, really, because otherwise it's just gibberish, like IP addresses and all that lot.
Yeah.
But I got in touch with it was a Birmingham number I called, but then a chap called Curtis with like a deep South accent from the States answered.
Right.
I ain't gone, Curtis, you're not from Birmingham, are you?
It's in Birmingham, Alabama.
So. Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he was chirpy, but I think I out-chirped him. I was super chirpy.
Good.
I think he appreciated it, I'm sure.
Yeah,
it was
good.
Like we were saying, you know, have a good day and yeah, you take care, pal, and all that at the end of the call.
Yeah, yeah.
So and it's just a tiny little step, isn't it?
In our path
to enlightenment.
Yeah. And I love all that stuff. As Brits, we tend to puke up when we get that positive Americanism. But for me, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. You know, we don't have problems here. We have challenges. Why do you want to focus on problems? Well, let's focus on challenge and how we're going to overcome it.
Yes.
That's the positive. That's doing the work.
Yeah.
Having problems, being negative, regurgitating, ruminating on negative ideas and thought patterns isn't doing the work. That's just getting stuck.
In a practical sense, I mean, people maybe have read the book or reading the book, get to the end, and whether it's our self-help book or others, it's not always a bad idea to start over and just read it again.
Yeah, and maybe read it several times.
Yeah, or just, you know, obviously we mentioned other books. And
there's
1,001 books you can read, and all of them will do a job. So just immerse yourself in that world.
Yeah. I think that if you go back to step one in the book here, and so podcast one in this set, that when you look at the character who I describe as David in the book, who makes the decision to hold on to his negativity, he consciously decides, no, I'm not going to forgive, no, I'm going to hold this negativity and nurse it to my bosom like a baby.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And the result of that was the kind of life he had. And unless we learn to let go, which is why it's step one, all the other steps become meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the time we keep referring back to this negative past, negative emotional past. It's like dragging a weight around behind you.
Oof.
And you can end up being amazingly financially successful and be the most miserable person on the planet.
Indeed. There's a cool Bob Proctor quote that you mentioned in the book later on, or in the final chapter, and it's that, might not get it exactly right. There's two important days in your life. One is the day you're born, and the other, it's not the day you die, which I thought it was when I started reading the sentence. It's the day you realise that you are born. Is that right?
Yeah, the kind of concept is like the most important day is, okay, you've come into existence. When you start to get hold of the idea of consciously being existence and questioning why I am in existence and starting to develop meaningful interaction with the rest of the universe, that's the second big day.
Mm-hmm.
So the first day is being alive, and the second big day is like realising why I'm alive. You know, what am I doing with it? That's powerful stuff.
Definitely.
And not that many people get to day two.
Right. Yeah, and it doesn't matter when you get to that day, does it?
No.
You might be 25,
you might be 85.
85.
It doesn't matter. It's the parable of the vineyards. It doesn't matter what time you arrive, the wages are the same. You know, and that's important stuff. It's like if all of us focus on what is it that would actually make the best version of me today. Mm-hmm. And if I've got a choice, I've got a choice to be a miserable sod, I've got a choice to make other people's lives a pain, to be difficult for them, or I can make life easy.
Yeah.
And so, like David, so many people feel so justified in focusing on and rehearsing and ruminating on negative thought patterns because they feel like they deserve, you know, there's someone out there that they want to get, there's someone out there that they think deserves a good kicking, you know, emotionally, financially, physically, whatever. And people don't realise, even people that have done immense amount of work, I see it going on, people don't realise that the person they're damaging and the only person they will ever damage with that kind of mindset is themselves.
Yep.
Yeah, however much they think they've got one over on somebody else and they've got this great kind of victory, it doesn't work out that way because it always comes back. The universe is like a mirror that you see your reflection in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you're a miserable person, that's what you're going to get back. It's as simple as that, really.
I was at a wedding a good month ago now, sadly, amazing wedding, pal of mine, and the vicar, he was talking about loads of stuff that was like, yeah, he actually did say the phrase live in the present at one point, and he's like, the pre-sermony bit, you know, before he married my pals. So he said that, and then he also said, you can't change the world, you can only change yourself. And at that point, me and Bethan like, looked at each other, and she was like, Sean said that.
You should have looked up and given him a copy of the book.
Oh, no, yeah, but I need to send him one actually, yeah. Because he was a really cool fella. Yeah, it's like this is all the stuff that we're. So this is, you know, this is stuff that transcends religion and spirituality, isn't it?
If you look at religion generally, religion becomes sectarian, and then it becomes that thing about, you know, our sect is better than your sect, you know, our God's better than your God, our guru is better than your guru, that kind of stuff, which is divisive. And if you can step beyond that and step into the oneness of humanity, you know, we're all going the same way, we're all on the same path. We may have different hats on and wear different football team shirts or whatever, but we're all going the same way.
Yeah.
And it's realising that. It's realising that whether you're a Sikh, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Hindu, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Jew, that's not the deal. The deal is about, are you a good person doing the work?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be negative and be anything.
We've, you know, we've been 111 episodes into this show, but the School of Life and Alain de Botton just put a video up on YouTube of the meaning of life in 60 seconds. They've kind of summed up in 60 seconds what we've been trying to do for 2 and a bit years.
The thing that's important about that is that it's a bit like Paul McKenna, I can change your life in 7 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, okay, you can get an idea of what you've got to do in 7 days, you can get an idea in 60 minutes, or in our case, you can get an idea in 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not doing the work, that's just the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, and I mean, well, it's a cool little video, I'll put it.
Yeah, you know, it's good, it's good.
I mean, it does, you know, it does go with a lot of things we say as well. But yeah, no, we talk about it loads, but one of the keys to a happy life, we think, is this lifelong learning thing that you've got to keep learning.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even when you reach all these goals that you maybe have written down and aiming for tour, something's got to come after it, hasn't it?
Yeah. The thing really has to be about if you've completed the 10 steps and you've actually done it all and worked through it, so that you're in a place where you could now get on and do whatever you wanted. The issue is, okay, what are you going to do? But that also raises the question of the meaning of life. You know, what's it about? What's the reason you get out of bed in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're engaged in a meaningful life, getting out of bed is a breeze.
Yeah.
If you're not, it's drag. It's difficult. Yeah. And our business is about how do we get to a place where we can feel really good about who we are,
mm-hmm.
and start to address our own problems, become our own guru, our own teacher. You know, look within us and find our answers and get on with it and do it. Human beings have a fabulous, really fantastic capacity to be creative. You do it all the time. You know, you're one of the world's creative genii here.
Yeah,
undoubtedly. And it's like we all have this capacity to solve any problem. Yeah. And if we feel like we don't quite grab this one or we're overwhelmed by this one, we get other people around that we can go to and share and talk to. And that's the thing about looking after each other. Mm-hmm. You know, who can you help today, dear listener, to get over their problem, their issue? Mm-hmm. You know, whether it is there's an old person living in your street who needs a meal, or whether it is there's a young kid outside who's got a busted tyre on their bike and they need a hand. You know, it's like if we work together, we can all get there.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. I'm looking at my watch, not because I want to wrap it up, but because this laptop of yours that we're using to record, it's got it in the time in bars and beats. So we're 453 beats into this episode.
That's because I used that recording for music.
I don't know how long the show has been so far. It could have been half an hour.
it depends on your time signature. Yeah. That's what we're looking at.
Well, can you work that out? I did quickly look at my watch, so I think we got a bit to go, yeah.
You're doing okay.
I can't remember what we did on the course when we held the physical courses, what we sent people away with and...
There were all kinds of things that happened when we were doing a lot of courses. We ended up running the Mind Bank.
Yeah.
So what we would do is once a month we'd get together for a big Saturday morning at a place, and a gang of us would get together on the basis of creating something which was a mind bank, this shared idea that if we all look after each other and we share our knowledge, then we can make it much easier for ourselves, like not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah,
I mean, how many times do we don't learn from other people's problems? We have to go through it ourselves. But if we can make that step into being a creative thinker, we can actually learn from other people. Mm. Yeah, we have to be open to that learning then. Whereas most people hunker down and then they don't realise until they've gone through it themselves, and then they say, oh, I know what you mean now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whereas if you have that little spark of creativity, that little visionary bit, then you can see what it's like to be in someone else's space.
Yeah. I haven't done much business networking outside of our little coffee co club until this morning. I went to an event in Liverpool. It was by Think Big Northwest. So I'll try and remember to put the website up. Gary Miller, the former Liverpool Lord Mayor, was one of the speakers there. And there was a bit of networking before where you could just go around and have a chat with people there, so it's cool to meet a load of new faces and what have you. I love chatting with them, and you get to hear people's stories. And I chat to a Chinese student who's doing a master's degree in Liverpool, and she's going back to China in December. And I met a chap called Roland from Cameroon who's trying to set some exporting business up, where he's sending back beauty products back to his where he lives, trying to get good business going both ways. It's amazing. We start to hear about people's, and then obviously we're trying to talk about how we can help each other and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, come on and meet me, Roland, come and say hello. And we ended the discussion being best pals and that. So
yeah. I think one of the things that's really good in some networking groups is that if the majority of people are approaching it from the point of what can I give to this, everybody receives.
Yeah.
Whereas if people are coming in and what can I get out of this, then there's not a lot of sharing going on.
That's one of the points in that 60 seconds video that I'll put up, because it says, you know, one of the four points it mentions is that you've got to stop trying to please yourself and keep yourself happy. The real route to happiness and fulfillment is by serving, and service is where you will find fulfillment. And I like the word fulfillment rather than happiness, because I'm not big on happiness, as we've discussed in the past. I think it's a bit, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not something you should go after, it's something that comes to you as a result of other things.
Yeah, it's a byproduct of.
Yeah. So don't go for happiness, guys, because you won't find it.
That, to me, that's like money. Like, money should be a byproduct of what you do to fulfill yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than being the object of what you're doing. Mm. You know. I met a guy the other day who does the Forex trading thing.
Okay.
And he spends...
from his playroom at home, or is he
in a secret location? When he doesn't. But you know, he does 4 hours, 4 days a week. But you have to actually enjoy looking at the screen. You have to be fired up by that for it to make sense to you.
Okay.
And I played with it and tried to get into what he was doing, and I don't have that kind of concentrated bit that could stare at a screen for 4 hours.
I think I could probably do it, actually, but yeah, it's I know there's a lot of learning involved, and I think if you just dived in straight away, I'd lose a lot of money instantly.
when you join in, they give you like a demo account. It's got 50,000
where you can play around
dollars in it. Yeah,
that
you
can. Yeah, and all that.
Yeah, and so you can learn how to do it.
I wonder if there's little algorithms built in that make you do better in that stage, and then it.
Do you think?
Because I used to play with a bit of online poker, because I used to quite like playing poker with pals, and then I did a bit online. Luckily, didn't lose. Lasted like a tenner. Mm. You get fake money to start with, and then you do quite well, and then you'd like give them a tenner or whatever, you've actual real money. And whether it's because I was more nervous about it or what, but it'd just be gone in seconds.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Swines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slippery slope, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And one of the problems with things like Forex trading, I guess it must be the same with poker, is you have to be persistent and consistent over time, because there's going to be an amount of losses, but as long as the gains are greater than the losses, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the problem is that when we start to lose, we panic.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and
right.
That's when we start to get stupid, and then that's when you lose.
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I mean, the book kind of summarises with a bit of, like, what next, and we kind of point people to the digital things that we do, you know, our Facebook and Twitter and the website. Which ain't bad places to go and look, are they?
No, it's good. I think that it's down to really being honest with yourself and looking at your life, not in terms of this trial that you've got to suffer, but looking at it in terms of, like, where do I want to be at the end of this? You know, what kind of things are going to make me feel good?
Talking about legacy as well, I guess.
Yeah, what am I leaving behind here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I leave a room, people think, oh, bloody hell, thank God he's gone. You know, I like to think that if I'm involved in something, whether that's an interaction in a sweet shop, a cafe, whether I'm working with somebody, whether I'm, you know, in a meeting, whatever I'm doing, I hope that I give enough so that when I leave the meeting, it was better off than when I came. That I've actually contributed something too.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's enough. That's enough. That in its sense is the work, is what we should be doing. Because if we all did that, wouldn't it be good?
Wouldn't it be good? That's a nice way to sign off for this week.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that's cool. Wouldn't it be good?
Wouldn't it be good? You got,
wouldn't it be nice? Token.
Yeah. You got results of the week, John.
Yeah, my results of the week is the book. That's what it's been about. These 10 weeks have been about this book. It's been about this course.
Yeah.
These 10 steps, getting yourself together, letting go of the past, focusing into the present, and creating the world that you want, which is, as we're saying, is an ongoing, is a life task.
Read it over and over and over.
Yeah.
Until it's
and you might need to do that. You need a copy in your back pocket, so that when you need it, you need to. The amount of people that say that to me is that they go back to particular chapters. And you know, they lose a bit of focus and go back and then get their rudder the right on. You know, we were talking about getting the plane.
Yeah.
So it's going in the right direction.
Stick it on your phone, stick it on your iPad. Yeah. Get it everywhere.
Yeah.
Stick it on the ceiling so you can see it.
When you wake up in the
morning. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
My resource is a film I saw at the weekend, which I know you've got Netflix now, so you can check this out.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of it before, but it's got Simon Pegg in, and it's called Hector and the Search for Happiness.
Yep.
And it's kind of got a similar vibe to The Bucket List, if you've seen that one.
Yeah, it's good.
Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. Simon Pegg plays a psychiatrist. You'll relate to him. But he's not all that happy with life.
Yeah.
So he goes off on his travel, this jaunt around the world, trying to find it, and he's making notes along the way in this little book of his. So it's cool. It's a good little film.
Yeah.
So check it out. And you've got Netflix, haven't you, now?
Yeah, yeah. So I should go and play Netflix.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Cool. All right. Next week, we're just back to normality a little bit, isn't it?
Well, we're going to do two things, aren't we? We're going to have a couple of weeks where we're going to be a bit normal.
Yeah.
And then we've got a few people...
Well, as normal as Sean and Ed can
be. Could have a bit, yeah. And then we've got some people that have actually did the steps that came on the programme.
Yeah, we've got some case studies that we need to
book in. And we've got 4 people initially, we may get more, who have agreed to come in and actually do a podcast with us.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good to meet some people who have done this work, who's living the present work, and see how it's affected their lives and what they've managed to do with it.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes it real, doesn't it? It's not... us being clever dicks with an idea, if we've got people that have actually benefited from it that are coming through, then that's cool.
Indeed, that would be good to hear from them. Yeah, no, we'll get those booked in and get those in the coming weeks and add it all in as part of the package.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
All yeah, right. Yeah, and one point on that, Ed was saying to me when we were talking about this episode, is that of the people that have come forward and said, yeah, I'd like to come on the podcast, it's three men and one woman.
Mm.
And that probably describes a lot about masculinity and femininity. But it'd be nice if any of the women who have been on the programme would like to come and say a few things.
Reach out and come and say hello and have a chat with us.
Yep.
We're very friendly chaps, aren't we?
We are, terribly.
There's coffee on the go and all that, yeah. Don't beat it.
Okay, that's
all
good.
Right. Cool, all right, that was good, that's Sean. Yeah, business, back to normal next week. In the meantime, as per normal, go visit our website, livingthepresent.co.uk. Loads of freebies you can get if you put your email address in the box and what have you. Share the show with a pal. If you leave a review on iTunes, that would be magnificent. And I shall leave it there. Sean?
That's great.
You have a good week.
And you. Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.